Hey you, come on in, and welcome to the Love Jesus podcast. This podcast was originally designed and scripted by my husband Zach and I. Why would we do this podcast? It's so simple, to share the love of Jesus with you and everybody who will listen. The vision of this podcast was real, relatable, and relevant information and conversations that are meant to empower you, inspire you, and guide you in the footsteps of Christ. And why would we do that? Here's why. It's so simple. Because the ultimate love story was signed, Love Jesus. Hey there, and welcome back to the Love Jesus podcast. We're picking up the pack today in Exodus 3, to whereas the past few sessions we've talked about Hineni, meaning Moses telling the Lord to use me. Here I am, Lord, use me. And that is how Moses responds to the Lord when he sees the burning bush. We have also talked about crying out to the Lord again, because the Israelites had to cry out to the Lord over and over throughout years of time, and the Lord says, I have heard the cries of my people. So if you're in a situation today where you feel like the Lord's not listening, just cry out to him again. He is listening. He hears you, and he will send somebody to advocate on your behalf, just like we see here he has used Moses to do that. We also seen in verse 11 and 10 how God responds, how Moses responds to God with, I am not equipped. I am not qualified for this task. And the Lord reassures him, saying, I will be with you. I will be your rod and your staff, and I'll comfort you. He basically just assures Moses that he's going to go with him anywhere he sends Moses. He says, I'm going with you. I will be there. I'll be with you. And so today we're going to pick up our reading in Exodus 3 and 18, and to read to us today, we have a very special guest, my middle son, Noah.
Hey guys, my name is Noah, and I will be reading Exodus 3:18 through 22. Okay. The elders of Israel will listen to you. Then you and the elders are to go to the king of Egypt and say to him, The Lord of the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us take a 3-day journey to the wilderness to offer sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. So I will stretch out my hand and strike the Egyptians with all the wonders that I will perform among them. After that, he will let you go. And I will make the Egyptians favorable disposed toward these people, so that when you leave, you will not go empty-handed. Every woman is to ask her neighbor, and any woman living in her house, for articles of silver and gold and clothes which you will put on, so your son and daughters, and so you will plunder the Egyptians.
Okay, perfect, good job. Okay, so we started out in verse 18 where the elders of Israel are going to have to receive this message from Moses. And so they're like, let's take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord. Most people would hear this and look over it, but anytime I see the word three, it's so significant throughout the Bible because it represents a time of completion or the Trinity. And so I just feel like three is such a cool thing that throughout the Bible, it's sprinkled strategically to call us to attention to that Trinity. And so in verse 19, we see that the king of Egypt will not let them go, and they know this. He says, I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand forces him. So God knows our oppressors, and he knows what they hold against us and how they keep us in control. And I like to think about this as our debt. So I know everybody has a debt. It's just everybody has it. In the day we live in, you know, you're indebted to somebody always. But the people who we owe something, they know that we have to pay them. Otherwise, there's going to be consequences. So we're oppressed by those debts. And so a lot of people, when they get over amounts of debt, large amounts, it gets to be suffocating and to where they can't function and they're depressed and they're hurt. And so when you get to that point of debt, it's an oppressor. And so just like this, God is saying to Moses, he says, I know that Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand forces them. So God's like, it's me. I choose to do this, and I can do this for my people. So he is saying that he will perform miracles, signs, and wonders to help them to be free. And as we have read, you know, much further in the Bible, we know that he does this, but he's telling them that he will do it here. So a lot of times when we think about God, we think about the promises that he makes. And it's so interesting in the Bible to see that he's always faithful to complete the promises that he makes. So here he's saying, I will strike and move my mighty hand with all kinds of miracles, signs, and wonders. And then later, we know that he does that. We know that he turns water into wine. We know that he parts the Red Sea. And we know that he sends frogs and lotuses. I got that out of the kids' movie, by the way, Prince of Egypt. Plug there. But we know that he does these things to free his people. And so he's saying he'll do it here in verse... starts in verse 20. He says, so I will raise my hand and strike the Egyptians, performing all kinds of miracles among them. And then at last, he will let you go. So God is promising to do this for him, for Moses, if he will proceed in the name of the Lord. And we know that he kept that promise because the Israelites later make the great exit. And so throughout our lives, sometimes I feel like we think that, oh, well, the Lord told me to do this, but it's not panning out to be exactly what I thought that it would be. But if he told you to do it and he made you a promise, just know that in all of the scenarios throughout the Word of God, he's always faithful to his promises. So we continue on to verse 21. And as Noah said, I will cause the Egyptians to look favorably upon you. They will give you gifts when you go so that you do not leave empty-handed. Every Israelite woman will ask for articles of silver and gold and fine clothing from her Egyptian neighbors and from the foreign women in their houses. You will dress your sons and daughters with these, stripping the Egyptians of their wealth. Why is this significant? Let me tell you why. Because God is taking from the oppressors and giving it to the oppressed. So for anybody who likes a good underdog story, this is a modern day Robin Hood moment. God is telling the Israelites, hey, I'm going to take from them and give to you. There used to be an old song when I was growing up. It said, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. And so we see here in Exodus 21 that God is telling them, you're about to take back the things that they have taken from you. You're about to get wealth from the oppressors that have made you cry out to me. And so I think that's so significant because he doesn't let them leave empty-handed. Yes, they've been oppressed. Yes, they've had to cry out. They've been struggling, smothered. They felt alone, I'm sure. But God is saying, I'm going to set you free. I'm going to give you a land full of milk and honey. I'm going to give you a fertile land so that you can produce a crop and produce food for yourself. And not only that, but he's going to send them away with some of the wealth of the oppressors. I mean, that's significant in itself. And so, a little bit further in Exodus 4, it says, but Moses protested again. What if they won't believe me or listen to me? What if they say, Lord, the Lord never appeared to you? Then the Lord asked him, what is in your hand? A shepherd's staff, Moses replies. Verse 3 says, throw it down on the ground. And the Lord told him, So Moses threw down his staff and turned it into a snake. Moses jumped back. Then the Lord told him, reach out and grab its tail. So Moses reached out and grabbed it and turned back into a shepherd's staff in his hand. In verse 5, the Lord says, perform this sign. Then they will believe that the Lord, the God of our ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, really has appeared to you. So here we see, you know, we've seen the burning bush, which was our first sign and wonder. But here we're seeing another sign and wonder before Moses even embarks on this journey. So here the staff has been turned into a snake. How terrifying is that? And then it turns back into a staff when Moses grabs it by the tail. I mean, what more of a sign do you need? Here's your sign. That would be a clear-cut sign that the Lord is in it, because I don't know many staffs that turn into snakes. Do you, Noah?
No, not that much.
So, now we see that God means business. He says, then they will believe that the Lord God of your ancestors has sent you. Then the Lord says to Moses in verse 6, now put your hand inside your cloak. So Moses puts his hand inside the cloak. And when he took it out again, his hand was white as snow with severe skin disease. Verse 7 says, now put your hand back in your cloak, said the Lord. So Moses put his hand back in, and when he took it out, it was healthy like the rest of his body. Verse 8 says, the Lord said to Moses, if they do not believe you, and you are not convinced by the first miraculous sign, they will be convinced by the second. And then if they do not believe you, even after these two great signs, then take some water from the Nile and pour it out on dry ground. When you do, the water from the Nile will turn to blood on the ground. So ending on verse 9, it's God is just giving Moses, I mean, really, he's just given Moses everything he needs to complete this journey. So he has given him three signs and wonders in this one chapter, chapter 4, 3. Before Moses even sets off on this journey, God's equipped him with three signs that should show the Israelites that he means business. Sign number 1 being the staff that turns into the snake. Sign number 2 being the cloak that turns into a hand-eating disease. And then sign number 3 is the Nile turning into blood on the ground. So already, before Moses starts on this journey, God has fully equipped him with everything that he needs to complete this task, this mission per se. So, In reading those verses of chapter 4, I just wanted to encourage somebody who's maybe starting a mission or maybe doing something out of their element and they feel that they're not equipped. But everything that you need to do whatever task that God has for you, He's already given you. Before you even started or embarked on whatever journey you're on, He's already given it to you. So before Moses even meets with the Israelite elders, he has everything he needs from the Lord. And I think this is so important because a lot of times whenever we're doing ministry or we're going out to talk to people that we don't know, we just feel ill-equipped. Like we just don't have what it takes. We don't know enough Bible knowledge. We don't know how to pray. We haven't prayed out loud enough. And it's so easy to let those thoughts deter you from someone. But there could be one person that you happen upon that needs to hear what God has to say through you. Everything that that person needs could be already in you, and God just knew that you were going to cross paths with that person. So I think the only thing that I really wanted to hit on in chapter 4 in the verses we've already read was God equipped Moses before he sent him. He gave him everything he needed. And so if it's okay with you, we're just going to pray with you today that you'll have a good rest of your day and that God will continue to equip you for whatever mission you're on in life. So Noah, can you pray for our listeners as we leave today?
Well, Lord, I thank you for these listeners today. Thank you for the time they have spent listening to this podcast. I pray, Lord, that you'd let something that's been said touch their heart. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to equip us for the task of making heaven crowded. Amen. And touch the listeners today. Lead, guide, and direct them through their day tomorrow. As always, we thank you, Lord, that the ultimate love story was signed, Love, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.